Blog Talk Radio.
Bless the Lord, bless the Lord, bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy and bless his righteous name. Most gracious and most heavenly Father, it is in the matchless name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, Father God, that we come to say thank you, Father God, for another day. We come to bless your holy and we come to bless your righteous name, Father God. Hallelujah. You are great and you are greatly to be praised. There is no one anywhere like you. We say thank you that we woke up this morning, Father, with our minds stayed fast on you. We want to say thank you for your divine protection, your provisions, your love, your grace, your mercy, your angels. Thank you for Jesus. Thank you for the precious Holy Spirit. Thank you for the body of Christ. Thank you for your word. God, we just want to say thank you for everything. And all things, we want to give praise, God. We have a roof over our head. We have food in our cupboards. We have clothes in our closet. We have shoes. We have life. We have health. We have strength. We have the activity of our limbs. We're just so blessed. We have everything we need. We have everything we need, and you keep on pouring out on us. You keep on giving. And we just want to say thank you. Thank you. We are blessed to be a blessing, and our cup is running over. And we say thank you for the running over cup in Jesus' name. Now we ask that you will bless our services on today. Father God, where your people will be edified, you will be glorified. Satan is terrified, but that's his business. That's his business. Glory be to God. We just want to say thank you. Thank you. Over and over and over and over again. Thank you, God. Now, Father God, as you taught, we embrace the gifts of this day. We thank you for it. And now we surrender the day back over to you, that you will unfold it according to your will being done on earth as it is in heaven. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the glory, and the power, both now and forevermore. And our soul says, amen, 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 and amen. Bless the Lord, bless the Lord. Good morning, saints. Good morning, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, lottie dottie and everybody. Amen. Good morning. Amen. I'm Apostle Dr. Alfreda, bringing you greetings from the Life of Jesus Kingdom Ministries, rejoicing in this another day that the Lord God, he has made. And we will rejoice and we will be glad in it. From the rising of the sun to the going down of the same, our God's name is great and greatly to be praised. Oh, taste and see that the Lord God, he is good. Blessed be the name of the Lord. We welcome all of our first timers. If this is your first time with us, please enjoy the services on this morning. Amen. And keep coming back. We meet on this platform 7 days a week. I'm going to be honest with y'all. Y'all know sometimes I think I share too much information with you guys. Sometimes I think I do. I'm just a transparent person. But I'm going to tell y'all the truth this morning. I'm saying it because I'm laughing. So when the Holy Spirit woke me up this morning at 3 o'clock like he always do, I told the Lord I wanted to go back to sleep. Now, I'm going to be honest with you because I just be honest with God because he knows my heart and we got a relationship like that. I told the Lord I didn't want to get dressed and go on no Facebook at 5 o'clock this morning and talk to no world. I ain't want to go. I didn't want to go. Now, that's just, look, y'all know what I'm talking about because some of y'all still in bed. Y'all know what I'm talking about. But guess what? And I'm laughing. Because after I got finished telling the Lord I ain't want to go, guess who was sitting there looking as pretty as she could, wash my face, put my little makeup on and stuff. Guess who was sitting there at 5 o'clock on social media? Me and the Holy Ghost and you and all of you that was with me. God is comical. And you know what? You feel so good when you do the Lord's work. And, you know, it's worth the sleep that you lose, love. It's worth the sleep. And I'm just laughing because God always wins. That's funny. Amen. Glory be to God. But we're here every morning. Amen. Every morning. Amen. At, for 12 years. For 12 years. For 12 years. Amen. To God be praise. Amen. Hallelujah. And to God be glory. And to God be honor. Amen. And to God be praise. To God be glory. And to God be honor. And I was thinking, I said, you know, my husband's going to be a special man to allow me to move in this and like this. Amen. Glory be to God. But maybe some days I'll be on and other days he'll be on. Oh, it's a laughing time, saints. It's a laughing time. Laughing is good for you. Amen. And so we bless the Lord. Amen. And to God be praised. All right. So we are on day number, let me see. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. This is day number 5, 21 days of fasting. Amen. Believing God for breakthroughs and miracles. And we already breaking through. Now, if some of you want to come tonight at 9 o'clock and share your testimony, you can. If you want to wait, you can wait. You understand? But we already breaking through. Amen. So we want to thank God, amen, for the fasting. Amen. We want to thank God for our evangelist that's coming to us this morning. Amen. To share. Amen. Her assignment was Acts 13, 2 and 3. And it reads, while they were worshiping the Lord and fasting, underline that word fasting, the Holy Spirit said, set apart for me Barnabas and Saul for the work to which I have called them. So after they had fasted and prayed, you see that? Now we're in the New Testament, saint. We ain't in the Old Testament. And the Old Testament is still valid. I don't know why people think the Old Testament needs to be burned and flushed down the toilet. They're just you know, unlearned people. Just unlearned. God's scriptures is good from Genesis to Revelation. We in the New Testament now. We in Acts. All right? For those of you, amen, still trying to say fasting is not for today. Okay. So wait a minute. So verse number 3 says, so after they had fasted and prayed, they placed their hands on them and sent them off. Wow, what a wonderful scripture. And she's going to come to us and share in her own way with, as she likes to say, her own flavor, her own Kool-Aid. Amen. Glory be to God. And she is a special person. Amen. With a special anointing. She is a woman of wisdom. I hear her, you know what I mean? I share with her and I listen to her. She has a lot of wisdom rooted and grounded in the word. And we want to thank God for her faith walk. Thank God for her love walk. Amen. And thank God for the gift that she is to the body of Christ. Amen. Thank God that she is working hard and diligent in the Lord's kingdom. And in the Life Word Jesus Kingdom Ministries, we appreciate her. Prayer warrior, teacher of the gospel, amen, and friend in ministry. I'm talking about none other than our evangelist, Ernestine Jackson, amen. So we want to introduce to some and present to others, amen, as she comes on this morning to share in her own way, in Jesus' name. Okay, evangelist Ernestine, are you there?
Praise the Lord, everybody. Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Thank you for being
God
with us.
God bless you,
Apostle
Doctor.
Yes, you're
Amen.
Welcome.
Amen.
Thank you for being here, and the floor is absolutely yours at this time.
Amen. So What can I say? First of all, I just give honor to my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Hallelujah. Apostle Dr. Freda Bradford, you know, all the bishops, the evangelists, the fivefold ministry, hallelujah, co-laborers and friends, you know, that got my back praying for me. Hallelujah. See, like you say, you can't do this all alone. You can't, you need some backup. Hallelujah. But my backup's the Holy Spirit. I'm asking, Lord, in the name of Jesus, that he decrease in me, hallelujah, the flesh, and that he continues to be lifted up. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. And the scripture I'm coming out of, Apostle, so you can check your record, the saying, you gave me Acts 13 and 23. Acts 13 and 23. And it's still about fasting and praying. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. My assignment was given the benefits of fasting. The benefits. Hallelujah. The benefits. 5 days, the number of grace. The benefits of fasting and praying. Hallelujah. Ooh. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. I bless your name, God. I bless your name. I bless your name, God. I bless your name, God. I bless your name. I bless your name, God. I bless your name, God. I bless your name. Thank you, Lord. Use me for your glory and use me for your praise. Hallelujah. Oh, my. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of our heart be acceptable in my sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. Hallelujah. I didn't know Apostle and all my colleagues. It was so many scriptures on fasting and praying. I think you started out early in the week of breaking it down, all the different fasts and all the different days. But Acts 13, 23, and it reads like this. Of this man, Stephen, had God, according to his promise, raised unto Israel a Savior, Jesus Christ. Here we're talking about Jesus, the promised Messiah. Jesus is still talking about fasting and praying and the benefits. Here we're talking about the covenant. Here we're talking about the Son of David. Here we're talking about God is the promise and the Savior. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And here we're talking about the benefits of fasting. He was covering how God saved the Israelites from the slavery of homelessness and the enemy of army. Now he was reminding his audience how God promised that the David of the greatest Savior King would have a descendant that would be the ultimate Savior. Hallelujah. A hint of Paul identified. What make say this is a Savior as Jesus? So here we're learning that Israel, hallelujah, they had the promised land, and they were saying that they said that the promise was Jesus Christ. The promise was Jesus our Savior. The promise, Jesus our Savior. Hallelujah. And Acts 13 teaches. Saul the Barnabas was called by revelation to preach the gospel. Saul, now called Paul, was cursed sorcerer. And in Antioch, Paul preached that God promised to Israel was fulfilled by Jesus Christ, who was atonement made possible for forgiveness of the sin for all people. See, when we fast and pray, we're going to be forgiven of our sins. I think the early part of the 3 days, it was talking about self-examination. But I think even before you even fast and pray, you can be a self-examination daily. My. Oh, thank you. What makes a personal a descendant? A descendant is a person born of a direct biological line. For example, a person, children, grandchildren, and a great-grandchildren, are they descended? These were descendants of David and the mama. And then it's saying that gave him the promise, and his name was Jesus Christ. Oh, a Savior. Oh, mama. Hallelujah. The benefits of fasting, this man seen as God according to his promise, raised unto Israel a Savior named Jesus. Fasting and prayer can restore or strengthen your intimacy. Intimacy into Christ. Into Christ. You know, it's already be into your husband or into your children, into whatever you want to be. But when you intimacy with Christ, that means you're willing to surrender, repent, and be into Christ. Your walk is your lifestyle. Hallelujah. With God. Many longtime Christians find that asking fasting helped them. You gave me the benefits of fasting. We discovered their first love for God again. Fasting and prayer, it rediscovered our first love. You know, when we first gave our life to the Lord, and we was that zeal and hunger for the word. We was that zeal and hunger to pray. We was that zeal and hunger to fast and pray. We was that zeal and hunger to be to the Bible study. Hallelujah. To be to a prayer. To be to a doing whatever you need to do. Because you was just fasting and praying, and it's saying, God, again, fast is a way of humbling yourself for the sight of God. Hallelujah. Not in your own strength, but humble and hallelujah. Humble yourself. Hallelujah. Being meek, agony at the cross. Hallelujah. Willing to do it. I'm like you, Apostle. I didn't want to come either. So take it on. I did not. I'm like, it's raining. I've got a little symptom going on. Hallelujah. And I don't want to come. But the Lord said, you are coming. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. My. Hallelujah. King David said, humble my soul with fasting. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. But he was saying that the benefits of fasting mean the benefit, the word benefit means the biblical meaning is to make well or to do good. The benefit, to make well or to do good. Hallelujah. Jeremiah 18:10. If it do evil in my sight that you obey not my voice, then I will repent of the good wherewith I said I would benefit them. That's evildoers or disobedient. And Psalms 103:2, blessed is the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits. Forgiveness. Don't forget the benefits. Don't forget the promises. They gave Israel the promise with Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. That's our promises. That's our promise. Hallelujah. It's Jesus Christ. First of all, you got to accept him. Hallelujah. Oh, my God. Be born again. Be filled up with his Holy Ghost Spirit. Hallelujah. That the Holy Spirit, the gentleman here, lead you, God, you in all truth. Hallelujah. The benefits of fasting and praying in Acts 13:23 of this man, seeing that God, according to his promise, he raised unto Israel a Savior, and the Savior was Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Jesus Christ, the Savior, offered himself as a sacrifice. Hallelujah. I heard that what Deacon had. I said, Lord, she on my elaboration. The sacrifice, the sacrificial lamb, willing to take on the sins of the world. Jesus Christ, the Savior, became a mediator between God and man. Jesus Christ is the Savior, Christ the only of all hope, eternal life, and a built upon him. Hallelujah. Jesus Christ, the Savior of Christ, the only, his sacrificial death is on the theme, central theme of preaching. Jesus Christ, Savior, hallelujah, Christ is the only gift of love. When we fast and pray, I think I heard you one time, it should bring the characteristics of the fruit of the Spirit, not true, non-fruit. Hallelujah. You're talking about the benefits of fasting and praying. We should continue to put on characteristics, be built up love, build up joy. Build up peace. Build up long-suffering. Build up gentleness. Build up patience. Build up long-suffering. Build up faith, meekness. Hallelujah. All that should be built up. Hallelujah. And then I'm doing the spirit. If I got love and I might not got no peace, he'll start getting that in order. Hallelujah. He knows where each person have an issue with. But the fasting, the praying, the benefit of fasting, the praying, get you more closer to Christ. Hallelujah. Get yourself in the spiritual realm so you can see more clearly. So you can walk more clearly. So you can like, oh, yeah, maybe I didn't pay your tithe. Maybe you didn't give an offering. But when you be fast and pray, they're going to tell you, get that in order. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The benefit of fasting and praying. Hallelujah. Paul referred now with that. He understood, Paul, that explained the fulfillment of this promise, but to Israel. You know, we know, I say you gave me the right assignment because we were studying about numbers and they were talking about, they was murmuring and complaining, hallelujah, like some of us do. And they saw the signs and wonder, that's a promise, and they still didn't believe. See, Israel did not believe. They saw the signs and wonder. They, you know, they was given the promised land, but they still didn't believe. But when you fast and pray in the benefit, you'll start believing. Hallelujah. Through faith. Now, faith is the something of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. Hallelujah. You can't fast and pray without faith. You got to ask the Lord and give you the strength, doubting to do what you need to do. Hallelujah. Like I think I say, discipline. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The promise that began in Genesis, the seed of a woman. We see that in Genesis, the seed of a woman. Hallelujah. 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 And which was the hope of all people to anticipate a return of paradise. That it indicated that even initially began the hope of the people. General, but the hope of the specific fulfillment through them as the people. See, I'm learning fast to pray in the benefits. I thought about you were saying, Apostle Dr. Frieda Bradford, a lot of all the leaders. I got so many leaders and co-laborers in the Lord that had inspired me, that pushed me. But, you know, I learned through their life. They fast and pray. And I can think about your mother, the bishop, other bishops, hallelujah, friends, loved ones. That's all I know. They fast and praying. They ain't got to tell me. I see them in the spirit. They turn their plate down for a word, for a thought, for a song, for whatever they do. They pray. They can pray. And then you get the benefit. Direction. Like you say, blow out. Hallelujah. Oh, my God. Help me, Lord. Hallelujah. The benefits of fasting, praying. The benefit, number one, the benefit, it builds up our spiritual intimacy. Number two, it opens up your spirit to hear the voice of God. Number three, it brings clarity so you can see clearly and directed. And it breaks satanic stronghold to get godly wisdom. Hallelujah. 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 But I'd like to go back and say this. Hallelujah. It's the benefits of fasting in Acts 13:20, of this man, seed has God according to his promise. He raised it to Israel, a savior. Their savior is Jesus Christ. He saved us. He delivered us. He set us free. Hallelujah. And with that, the benefits of fasting to get closer, walk with him. Jesus Christ, the Savior, offered himself as a sacrifice. Jesus Christ, the Savior, became media between God and man. Jesus Christ the Savior, Christ, the only all hope of eternal life, is building upon him. Hallelujah. So when I think about, when I look at the scripture, it's telling that the covenant agreement that we have, the son of David, you know, the son of David, hallelujah. God promised, hallelujah. And he gave them a savior, Israel, a savior, which was Jesus, my. The benefits of fasting and praying. Sometimes you can't even explain to your lifetime, apostle. The benefits of praying, and I think I heard you say, of anointing. Well, a lot of people want to know the double anointing on your life. Hallelujah. Because you fast and pray. When you discipline, when you'll be addicted to God's word, fast and pray make you get addicted to God's word. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You got to can't help it. You just want to, hallelujah, just want to continue to read and declare and share the gospel. Jesus can't share the gospel of Jesus Christ if you don't know it. Hallelujah. 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 The benefits of fasting and praying. There is a benefit for eternal life. There is a benefit that you see. You know, I'm learning that you're not even your own. I think in Romans 12, 1 and 2, it says, I beseech thee therefore, brethren, by the mercy of God, that you present your body as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God. When you fast and pray, the benefit is you're going to discipline your body, absent from food. But even if you was, you're not, you know, if you was doing any error, it's going to make you deny things that are wrong. Hallelujah. Devices, sinful nature. It's going to make you start doing holiness, good nature. Hallelujah. In the spiritual realm, fasting and praying bring you closer in the spiritual realm and relating to your spirit. Hallelujah. I think I hear you always saying, I heard a lot of my leaders, friends, and another one saying that our spirit relating to my spiritual, I'm relating to my spirit. My soul is relating to my emotions. My flesh relating to my body. But I always say, and I think I hear you saying, I hear a lot of my co-laborers in the gospel always saying that, but the fact of the matter is, if my flesh, hallelujah, is weak, hallelujah, it's going to control the soul, which is my emotion, or which is my thought, which is my intelligence. But is my spirit, hallelujah, is stronger? These are the benefits of fasting and praying when my spirit, hallelujah, is on fire. It's going to put everything in order. The benefits, it's going to, hallelujah, the benefits, it's going to help my spirit. Hallelujah. It's going to help my soul, and it's going to help my flesh. The three components come together, and I bless your name for the benefits of fasting. You gave me the right word, Apostle. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. 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 And like about, could it say, Acts 13, it teaches that Saul in bondage was called by revelation to preach the gospel of Saul, now called Paul, to curse sorcerers. And in Antioch, Paul preached that God promised to Israel would be fulfilled by Jesus Christ, who atonement he took on the sins made possible for forgiveness of the sin for all people. May the Lord, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Amen. Thank you, Lord. Amen. 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 Look at God. Look at God. Look at God. Amen. Amen. I gave you, amen, a scripture. Amen. I forgot to put the dash between the 2 and the 3. It was supposed to be verses 2 and 3. And you got verses 23, and that was the right one. And we just see how God orchestrates even our mistakes.
Thank
amen.
You,
that's why we can say all things work together for good for those who love the Lord. And for those who are called according to his purposes, amen. Even God can take our mistakes and turn it around into a blessing. And we want to thank you, Evangelist, amen, for the benefits of fasting.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen. Hallelujah for how you summed that up in your bullet points. It brings, first of all, intimacy. Amen. Bringing us closer, amen, to God, amen, which we should all be desiring. That intimacy, amen, strength, amen, open spirit to hear from God, amen, glory be to God, come overcoming all the distractions, amen, so we can hear clarity, amen, we need to be clear on what the Lord is saying, amen, bringing down satanic strongholds, amen, taking us to God in wisdom. And that was, thank God for them wonderful, wonderful bullet points, PowerPoints. And then you summed it all up to say that fasting affects our spirit, our soul, and our body. Wow. There it is. There it is. Amen. And that is God's will for us. Amen. That we might be holy. Amen. When he says holy, he means the spirit, the soul, and the body. As he tells us in the book of 2 Thessalonians. Amen. Glory be to God. And fasting affects not only our spiritual man, but it affects our soul and our body. Now, beloved, don't get no better than that.
Mm-mm-mm.
You don't get no all of you. All of you. Amen. Lord, I give you all of me. Amen. And so that was beautiful. Amen. Thank God. Amen. That showed up. On today, because you know that flesh don't never want us to do God's will. Thank God that you press past that. Thank God I press past it. And thank God that you deliver it. In Jesus' name, the benefits of fasting. And I always say, if it was good enough for Jesus, it's good enough for me. Amen. And so we blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. Thank you. That was powerful, Evangelist. That was powerful. Amen. You the Holy Spirit really brought that home. He brought it home. Amen. Hallelujah. Fasting affects our spirit, our soul, and our body. Amen. And glory be to God. And I like the order that you gave it to us. Amen. Because intimacy is at the top of the list for me. Amen. And you gave it to us. Amen. Intimacy, strength. Open spirit to hear, clarity, satanic strongholds. Woo! We're going to be fasting just one day on those satanic strongholds next week by the grace of God. Amen. And godly wisdom. Amen. God bless you. Amen. Thank you so much, so much, so much for serving. Amen. We always like to give, amen, our elaborators, teachers, preachers, whoever, whatever we're going to. Whatever. Some of us elaborate. Some of us teach. Some of us preach. But whatever. We carry in the gospel. But we always like to give our presenters another minute or two for any announcements. Nothing is mandatory. But if it's anything in addition you would like to say or any announcements you desire to make, we give you the floor at this time.
Amen. You know, I'm really learning during this time, you know, the senior citizen and things do not have enough to eat, apostle. So when Jesus Christ Empowerment Ministry at 11 o'clock to 1 every Friday, they give out food for the senior citizen, for anybody. You don't need no ID. You don't need anything. They give out. Food, I mean, the best of food, meatballs, turkey. And I feel like I need to continue to share it because people don't have nowhere to go. I heard next month I'm not even worried about that. They're talking about they're going to cut the food stamps for the people at the march. But God is able. You fast and pray, God will make a way. But I'm talking about those that in need, or even you might need some extra canned goods, food. The food is fresh. And you just come out 1980 Church Lane at 11 o'clock every Friday from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. They will even help you put the stuff to the car. So about myself, I just continue to go on high and just want to be able to present the gospel in a different way. Thank you for that scripture. I never read that scripture. Hallelujah. I was challenged because sometimes you want to just do the same old way. I just think I just want to present the gospel deeper. I heard that from Pastor Erica. More effective. So I'm going to be more effective. You have to fast and pray. The more effective, I got to know his words even more. So I come back with the things I had to say about myself. But at this time, I just want to share about anybody that needs food, just come by there and get it. Don't be so prideful. You know, got some people working or whatever. Just come by and get the stuff. We even got bags that you can get it. So come by 1980 Church Lane. Every Friday you can come much and take as much as you want. If you don't want it, you know some citizens that might know it. See, when you fast and pray and seek the Lord, you ain't thinking about yourself, Apostle. You're thinking about somebody else. Hallelujah. God bless you. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you for sharing. Amen, my good friends. Amen, Bishop Lawrence Williams, Apostle Pamela Williams. Thank God, amen, for their ministry, amen, of giving. Amen. So saints, amen, share the news. Anyone in need. Yes. Now, I believe that's a good work. Now, I do know of some people they're in greed. They're at every food bank, every food giveaway, and they're getting all that food. And then what's happening is then they have more than what they need. Then the food gets bad. Expiration days. Now they're trying to throw it on somebody. Well, you knew that, you know what I mean, you was taking too much when you got it. And you didn't have no intentions on blessing nobody. So, beloved, don't get greedy. But if you're needy, or if you know someone else in need, then come on. Amen, and be blessed. Amen, at Jesus Christ Empowered Ministries with our Bishop Lawrence Williams and Apostle Pamela Williams. Amen, and the congregation. Thank you so much again for sharing, my sister. Amen, we appreciate you. Awesome delivery, awesome word, and we blessed be the name of the living God. You've been listening to our evangelist, Ernestine Jackson. Amen. Glory be to God. And she is indeed an evangelist. She is indeed an evangelist. Matter of fact, Pastor Erica called her Pastor Ernie. I know. I sort of agree with Sister Pastor Erica. Amen. Flesh and blood didn't reveal that to her. Amen. She is definitely have a pastoral anointing. In God's timing, all things will be known. Amen. All right, saints. Today is day number 5. Amen, and our fasting. Now, yesterday we fasted, amen, for the salvation and safety of our family and for the Lord to cancel that spirit of premature death. Today we're back to our ministry partners. We are praying for divine protection and divine direction for ourselves and for one another. One another. Okay, we want God to protect our brothers and sisters in the faith. We had that beautiful testimony, our sister Marcella, how God protected her from that car accident. That was a miracle. Amen. But beloved, it only takes a second. Will Smith did a movie called 7 Seconds. In 7 seconds, his wife was gone in a car accident. You don't take 7 seconds. People texting and driving, huh? and all type of crazy stuff. They watch too much TV. zipping and zabbing in front of people. Y'all see what's going on out here. We need divine protection. Just because you go to the store don't mean you coming home from the store. But we coming home. Oh, we coming home. All right. So we want to pray for, that's our petition today, divine protection and divine direction. Tomorrow I'll be giving you the petitions for Saturday and Sunday. Amen. To carry you over the weekend. And then we will continue as the Lord, amen, leads and the Lord guides. Amen. In Jesus' name. All right. Glory be to God. It should be getting easier for you with the fasting. I know yesterday I got real hungry around 2 o'clock. I got real hungry. Guess what? I didn't break until the time I said I was going to break. Matter of fact, I break at 6 o'clock. I didn't even break at 6. I think I went to 8 just to teach, to tell the devil, leave me alone. Just leave me alone. But beloved, amen, hallelujah, the Holy Spirit is wise. The Holy Spirit is wise. You see yourself getting weak, you're going to faint, you're going to fall out. Sit down and get yourself something to eat, please. All right? Yeah, I can't. You can't read your word because you're too dizzy, too weak. But sit down and get yourself something to eat. All right? Glory be to God. But just don't be so easily tempted. Don't make it easy for the devil, saints. That's all we're saying. Don't make it easy for him. Put up a resistance. Put up a resistance. Amen. Hallelujah. And God knows your heart. And so that is it for today. All right. Prayer-wise, today, we do not have Friday prayers at 12 o'clock. All right. And so take that time. And rest up today, saints, and come back at 9 o'clock. Set your alarm clock to come back at 9 o'clock for our Friday night praise party. It's the first one of the year. Our minister Joanne Thurman is in charge of that, and I always enjoy it. We come. You can come with a song. You can come with a testimony. You can come with a praise report. You can come with a reading. Just come. Just come. If you say something or not, come to the party. Amen. Have a seat. Amen. Glory be to God. And let's give God some praise. And let's give God some glory and some honor. So spread the word. Bring somebody with you. I know when I was partying out in the world years ago, I never went to a party by myself. I always had somebody with me. All right? So come on and bring somebody with you. They'd be so happy that you invited them. They'd be so happy that you invited them. Amen. And so we bless the Lord. Today is offering day at the Lifeway Jesus Kingdom Ministries. The gospel is free, but it takes money to do ministry. As I shared with them today on the 5 o'clock service, beloved, I used the analogy of a farmer. And we thank God for farmers. Amen. Because that's how we get our vegetables and fruits and stuff like that. God bless. But if you had a farmer that owned farmland and all they did was pray and fast, I'm going on a 21-day fast. That's good. What you fast? I'm praying for a harvest. I'm praying, I'm fasting. But if that farmer don't plant no seeds, that farmer can pray and fast all he want. He going to die fruitless. He can pray to Shiloh come. He can fast till he get weak. But unless that farmer plants some seed, he not going to get no harvest. Beloved, with your praying and your fasting, you got to sow. And you got to continue to sow. Because the only way you're going to get a harvest is to sow. I don't care how much faith you have in God. Seed time and harvest. When you plant your seed and continue to plant your seed, you will get a harvest, and you will continue to get a harvest, and the harvest get bigger and better and better and better. Amen. So, amen. To sow, amen, you can go to our website, amen, and sow through PayPal at lifewordjesus.org, lifewordjesus.org. Our Cash App address is $LifeWordJesus. $LifeWordJesus, and our mailing address is P.O. Box 461, P.O. Box 461, Glenside, Pennsylvania, 19038. Amen, and you spell Glenside, it's one word, G-L-E-N, S-I-D-E. All right. Thank you so much. Amen for sowing. Amen. And we thank God for you. As we said yesterday, if you're listening, and because you know we are listening around the world, we thank you for listening. If you desire to get in contact with any of our presenters, maybe to present at your church or on your program or on your Zoom call or whatever, just reach out to us. Amen. Reach out to us. Amen. Hallelujah. And we will, amen, pray about it and be happy to oblige. Amen. In Jesus' name. Father God, we say thank you for this service today. If you don't know Jesus Christ as the pardon of your sins, you can pray, fast, and give. But until you give Jesus your heart, ain't nothing going to happen. Because you know you got a whole lot of sinners that pray. You got a whole lot of sinners that give. Matter of fact, most of them give. They just give for the wrong reason. They give for income tax purposes. Them rich folks, they giving. They are givers. The law of reciprocity works so the money keeps coming back to them. They know that God's laws work. If you give, it's going to come back. But you got a lot of unsaved people that pray. You got a whole lot of unsaved people that fast because they fasting to lose weight. And they looking pretty good. They not fasting for the right reasons. Okay, so it's okay to fast for that reason, but that's not why we're fasting. We're going to lose some weight, but we're not fasting to lose weight. So you got a whole lot of unsaved people. They fast, they pray, they give. But unless they gave their heart to Christ, it don't make a darn. It don't make a darn difference. You must be born again. You must be born again. That which is born of the flesh is flesh. That which is born of the spirit is spirit. So before we give the benediction, let's take 30 seconds right now. Come on, come on, come on. Give your life to Christ today. Today, this morning, right now. Maybe it's nighttime where you at, whatever. If you still breathing, you got a chance. Okay, so repeat after me. Father, I'm a sinner. I come to you today, confessing all of my sins before you. Forgive me for walking in my own way. By faith, through your grace and your mercies, I confess my sins before you. I ask that you would forgive me for all of them. I invite Jesus to be my Lord and my Savior. Come and live in my heart and lead me and the path that I should go, and help me to follow you all the balance of the days of my life. In Jesus' name, thank you for erasing my name out of the book of death, and my name is confirmed in the Lamb's book of life. And hallelujah, and hallelujah. Ha, there it is, ha. Somebody came in, y'all. Hey, oh my God, somebody. Ooh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you. I hear the angels singing. I hear the angels singing. Ooh, thank you, Father. Thank you. Thank you for the souls that just, hallelujah, was born again into your kingdom. Thank you, Father. Reach out to us at lifewordjesus.org. We want to hear from you. We want to pray with you. We want to pray for you. We're sending you out some materials to help you to grow in your precious salvation. Amen. Hallelujah. And to God be praised. Now we can close. Now we can close. Amen. A service without an altar call is not a service. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. Father God, we say thank you for this service. Thank you for the word. Thank you for the evangelist. Father God, in the name of Jesus, thank you for the benefits of fasting. Thank you, Father God. Hallelujah, that our spiritual man is being strengthened. Our soul, Father God, bless the Lord, oh my soul. Hallelujah, and our spirit and our soul will take dominion over the flesh and mortify that flesh to act right. Ah, my God, sookie, sookie. God, we say thank you. We say thank you. Bless the evangelist, Father God, Ernestine. God, you see this woman's heart. Father God, in the name of Jesus, the calling on her life. Father God, how you're preparing her to take the office of the pastor. Father God, she's already in training, really already pastoring on a certain level, Father God. But we say thank you, Father God, day by day, in Jesus' name. Bless everyone under the sound of my voice. Father God, all those, Father God, that have already agreed with you that they're going to sow what you told them to sow today. They already said yes. Help the devil not to get them to change their minds, Father. And Father God, we ask that you would bless the sower, Father God, bless the seed, hallelujah, Father God, and return it back 30, 60, and 100-fold. And we say thank you, God. Thank you. The souls that gave their life to you today, Father God, until they find a good church to park in, Father God, may we be their source. Because, God, you know we come with the unadulterated word every day on this platform, every single day. And if they can't get it live, they can get it on replay. And so we say thank you and we bless you, Father, in Jesus' name. So now we bind absolute. Meet us tonight at 9 o'clock for our praise party. Bless our minister Thurman, Father God, in the name of Jesus and everyone else, Father God, that will be participating. Father God, hallelujah. Those, Father God, that don't need to, that don't haven't made up their mind to be there, need to be there, help them to be there. And we just want to say thank you. As long as you're there, Jesus, that's the only thing we're looking for. Only person we really looking for is you. And we say thank you. And we bless you. Now we bind every spirit of retaliation in the name of Jesus. Help us not to be in the right place at the wrong time today. We cancel bad news, tears, and sorrow. We are fasting for, Father God, the Life Word Jesus Kingdom ministry today. For each and every one of our brothers and sisters and their families. For our divine protection and divine direction in every area of our lives. And so, Father God, hear our cry, O Lord, attend unto our plea. And we say thank you in advance in Jesus' name. And Satan is defeated, darkness is dispelled, and Jesus Christ is the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Amen and amen. I love you guys. Amen. Everybody have a good day. Amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. God be with you. Amen. Walk in the blessing because the blessing manifestation, it is already here. Pastor Alfreda Philadelphia, signing out. Love you, love you, love you, love you, love you, love you.
Anointing fall on me.
Let the power of the Holy Ghost. enjoy the presence of the Lord right now. Oh, we love you, Lord. We bless you, Lord.